About the Church of the Living God. The Church of the Living God. That's coming from 1 Timothy chapter number 3, starting at verse number 15. It says, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the Church of the Living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." Matthew chapter number 16 and verse number 18, and this is Jesus saying to Simon. He says, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, according to these two scriptures, you have different blocks that are on your outlines for this lesson. And I know I'm not going to be able to cover all of this morning, but we at least will be able to get started. This will be a couple of parts on this lesson. Now, according to this scripture, we have a couple of things that can be pulled out from the text. First of all, the text declares that the church is the house of Jesus. It says that thou mayest know how to that you may know how to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church. The church is the house of Jesus, or the dwelling place of Jesus. Jesus identifies himself not as a dead God, but a what? A living God. He said, "This is the church, the house of God, the church of the living God." He says that it is also the what? The pillar and the ground of what? The truth. Church is also the pillar and the ground of truth. So if a person was ever to look to say, well, where is the truth at? You have to start at the church. You have to start at the church. Now, where we are seeing today, and I don't want you to think, when you think of church, I don't want you to think of these buildings. I don't want you to think of these edifices that you see as you go back and forward. Places with steeples or crosses or stained glass windows. I don't want you to think of that, because that is not the church. That is not the church. This building is not the church. This is just a building. The church can only be entered in by the new birth. All right? You see a block that says that the church can only be entered in by the new birth. You can't join the church. I know sometimes people think about this. They say, well, I'm a member of X, Y, and Z's church. Well, you're a member of an organization. You're not a member of the church until you have been born again. You say, well, Discutter, why do people join churches? Because you want to become subject to someone having care of you. Think about it. What is the role of a pastor? A pastor is a watchman. Scripture specifically tells you that your pastor's charged with doing what? Watching for your soul. And he also tells you that you obey those that have the rule over you in the Lord. If you go over to Hebrews, I didn't tend to go there. It's not on your paper, but you have to understand this goes along with it. Hebrews chapter number 13. Hebrews, I believe it's 13 and 17. Hebrews 13:17.
"For me then that have a rule right over you and submit yourselves."
Right. See, it says obey them that have the what? The rule over you. And submit yourselves, meaning give over. Give over to them. Give over yourself to those. Obey them that have the rule over you. What else does it say? For what? Why do you do this? Because they do what? They watch for your soul. You see that? They watch for your soul. So this is why you say, well, what is the value or the importance of being a part of coming up under someone as your pastor? Because, again, Jesus gives his pastor a word that will watch for what? Your soul. That word, the word that comes forth from the Lord's spokesman is to be what? Obeyed. And you're supposed to do what? Submit to them. People say, well, what do you mean when you submit to them? You should go to your pastor concerning everything concerning your spiritual life. You don't want to make any spiritual, you don't want to make any decision that's going to affect your soul without consulting the person that's supposed to do what? Watch for it. Right? Amen. That's what the scripture says. You just got it right there in Hebrews 13 and 17. It says, obey them that have the what? The rule over you. And do what? Submit yourselves. Why? Because they do what? They watch for your soul. Now, I don't watch for your body. The doctors take care of your bodies. Psychiatrists take care of your mind. You know, we say, well, you don't mean, well, if you don't want the Holy Ghost to lead and guide you, yes, they have psychiatrists out there with medication that will take care of your mind. But Jesus will regulate your mind if you let the Holy Ghost lead you. You let the Holy Ghost lead and guide you. He always puts the soul first. Always puts that soul first. He said, I would that you be in health and prosper. Even as your what? Your soul. So that lets you see the value of your pastor in your life. The value of your pastor. Your physical well-being, it depends upon that soul. Your mental well-being depends on that soul. Now, if your soul is sick, your soul is not getting the food that it needs, everything else is going to fall off. Everything else is going to fall out of place. You're not going to be well, healthy. You're not going to be well mentally. And it's all because your soul is sick. And if your soul is sick, everything else is going to get sick. But when your soul is right with Jesus, when your soul has a connection with the life giver, everything else will fall into place. So that's why it says for you to obey them that have the rule over you. And to do what? Submit yourselves. Why? Because they watch for your soul. Now, let's don't think Elder Scudder or a pastor is without checking. Because according to the scripture, it says, as they that must give account. Everybody understand this? I got to give an account. When you are the Lord's preacher, you have to give an account for those that Jesus have given you charge to watch over. I got to give an account. I just can't let you do anything you want to do without saying you shouldn't do that. Now, if you don't do it, that's on you. But they won't be on me because I'm giving you instruction. According to Ezekiel, he says, you warn them. And this is what I do. I warn you. I say, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. And it's not, you say, well, Scudder, why are you telling me I shouldn't do this? Because you don't want me to make a step forward in life? No. Remember what I watch for. I watch for your soul. I'm not thinking about your pockets. I'm not thinking about any of where you're going to lay your head at. I'm concerned primarily about your what? Now, everything else will fall into place if you put your soul where it belongs at, right? That's the truth. Everything else will fall into place if you put your soul in where it belongs at. So that's why you have to understand the role of a pastor. Why does Jesus give us a church? The church is there to take care of your soul. Just like the hospitals take care of the bodies that are sick, the church is there to take care of the soul. When Jesus is telling you to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, he's trying to let you see that the world has limits in what it is able to help you with. It has limits in what it is able to offer you. Jesus says, I am come that you might have what? Life. And have that more abundantly. In other words, he wants you to prosper. He wants you to be able to move forward. He wants you to be able to grow. He wants you to be able to advance. The world will look at advancement as your pockets. Say, oh yeah, come over here and we'll teach you how to regulate your money. But Jesus ain't concerned about your money. Why do you say Jesus is not concerned about your money? Because Jesus deals with the truth. He deals with the facts. What are the facts? You came into this world naked. And you're going to do what? Leave naked. You're not going to take anything of your labor with you. Huh? Come on, that's facts. You say, what about my mom and my family? Jesus said, unless a man is willing to forsake mother, father, sister, brother, houses, land. And he says, and follow after me, he's not fit. He's not worthy to be my disciple. So you have to understand, what is Jesus focused on? He's focused on the soul. He's focused on taking care of your soul. He says his church is his house. His church is the pillar and ground of the truth. He said his house shall be called a house of prayer. Right? You don't know how to do anything else. You should know how to pray. You should know what it means to pray. You should know what you are doing when you're praying. What are you doing when you're praying? You're communicating with Jesus. You're not concerned about who's beside you. You're not concerned about who's listening to you. You're concerned about making sure that your petitions and your requests are being made known to Jesus. You understand that he is the only one that can answer prayer. That's the truth, saints. When your back is up against the wall, you need to know, I need to pray. When you're not feeling well in your body, you need to know, I need to pray. When things are all over the place, you need to know the answer is prayer. I need to talk to Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the one that cares for my soul. Right? That's the truth. You say, well, Elder Scott, I need some advice. Go to your pastor. Your pastor's there to do what? Watch for what? Your soul. That's my job. That's my responsibility. Why is it my job? Because I've got to give an account to you. I've got to give an account for you. It's not as though you belong to me. You belong to Jesus. He has given me charge over his sheep. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. He says to watch over them. Go over to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter number. Let me go over here myself and look at it. Acts chapter number, what is that where it says about the overseers? Feed the flock, or something like that. Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 28. Y'all are going to have that in your papers, I think, somewhere down there, but I just want to read it right now. What does it say? Acts chapter number 20 and verse number, 20 and 28.
Take heed therefore unto yourself.
Yes.
Over the which the Holy Ghost.
Right. See who put me here? The Holy Ghost is Jesus. The Holy Ghost puts those in a position. He sets up pastors. One writer in Jeremiah said he called pastors after his own heart.
Right.
They let you notice the same one that said that in Jeremiah is saying it here again in Acts. Right. He's called himself the Holy Ghost over here in Acts. But in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord says, God himself says, I call pastors after my own heart. So the Holy Ghost must be God himself. He said to do what? Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock. Flock, they talking about the sheep, the people, the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you what? See, the Holy Ghost put me here. Holy Ghost put me here. He put you here and he put me here. Yeah. But they say, well, Elder Scudder, none of you were here except with the exception of Sister Fisher. She was here when I first got here. But the Holy Ghost put me here. Holy Ghost put me here, and then the Holy Ghost drew you. Amen. Name by name, one by one. Right. Holy Ghost drew you here and said for you to do what? Stay.
Right.
He said, you said, Elder Scudder, you said to Jesus before you got here, each and every one of you said to Jesus, I want better. Right. You maybe didn't know how to word it right, but something in your mind said, I want better. Right. And Jesus brought you to his house.
Right.
He brought you to his house. He brought you to his church.
Right.
He brought you to a place where you're not serving a dead God, but a living God.
Yes.
He brought you to a place where the pillar and the ground of the truth is.
Right.
And he says, when you get here, he says, I'm going to put somebody over you.
Right.
I'm not going to put a team of people. Uh-huh. I'm going to put someone over you, right? Someone over you to be what? An overseer.
Right.
An overseer is the same thing as a watchman.
Uh-huh.
Someone that does what? As Hebrews says, watch for your soul. You say, well, Elder Scudder, why are you concerned about where I go? You say, Elder Scudder, I shouldn't go this place and go that place. Yes, you may be physically going there. And physically, when you get there, what is it going to do to your soul? Huh? You say, well, Elder Scudder, you concerned where we go at? Only when it affects your soul. Right?
Yeah.
Say, well, I'm just going to go walk in the park. Amen. Go enjoy yourself. Well, but then if Elder Scudder get word that the strippers are going to be in the park, Elder Scudder's going to say, that's not the park for you.
Right.
Say, why are you worse? You mean to tell me you're going to tell me where I can't go at when it affect your soul? Yes, I am. That's my job to watch for you. I'm going to say, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, don't you go over there. Don't hang out over that way. Why? Because it's going to have an effect on your soul. Your soul is going to become sick. Huh? And my job is to do what? Watch for your soul. Why? Because I've got to give an account for you. Jesus is going to say, when you saw that wolf, when you saw that danger, why didn't you warn them?
Thank you, Jesus.
I brought them to you. They are my sheep. Huh? Then you don't belong to me. You belong to Jesus. I am only your overseer. Huh? That's what the scripture says. The Holy Ghost has made me an overseer. To do what? To feed you. Huh? I can't feed you my meal plan. I can't feed you my ideas. I got to go to the book of the owner of you. Huh? This is his word. He owns you. He said, all souls are mine. He owns you. And if you want a word to live by, you need to listen. I mean, open up your ears. Scripture said, be more ready to hear. Huh? In other words, listen, get an understanding. Realize that the Lord is feeding something inside of you that's more important than anything else you will ever get. What is he feeding? He's feeding your soul. He's feeding your soul. It is your soul that wants to live. Huh? You say in response, this is why it's not hard to praise the Lord. It's not hard to praise Jesus. When you realize you want to live, and you realize Jesus is the source of life.
Yes.
He is your life giver.
Yes.
You realize it's not hard to praise the Lord. You'd be glad to come in here and praise him. Because you say, well, Lord Jesus, I want to live. And what are you saying to Jesus? Let my soul live, Jesus. Let my soul live and I'll praise you.
Yes.
Lord say, well, okay, I'm going to let your soul live. Huh? I ain't going to just take you on. I'm not just going to put you on any corner. I'm not just going to send you in any building. I'm going to bring you to my church.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring you to my church and do what? I'm going to feed you.
Yeah.
Feed you what? The word of life. Huh? The word of life for what reason? So that your soul can live.
Yeah.
Now in response to you getting this word, what are you going to do? You better praise him.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're the one saying, Lord, let my soul live and I'll do my part. What is your part? Praise him, right? That's right. Your part is to praise him. When he's giving you word to live, your response is to do what? Praise him. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Praise him. That's right. That's right. He gave you all kind of word. And this word is to do what? Feed you. Huh? And sometimes they give you little baby stuff. You say, Elder Scudder, why you keep going over the same little words over? Because I'm feeding you. I'm trying to give you little baby stuff. I mean, you say, Elder Scudder, you ain't giving me a whole lot. No, I'm not giving you whole lots of chunks of meat. I'm giving you little baby stuff. Those that have been in the church for a long time, say, Elder Scudder, it seems like we had that already. Well, some meals you got to keep having. Why do you have to keep having? Because you're not the only one. You're not the only one here. Right? It says you got to feed both the lamb and the sheep. Huh? In other words, the young and the old. When you see a new face come in here, that means I'm going to start with the basics. I'm going to go back to telling folks, how did you get in this condition, in this state? Huh? Because of Adam and Eve, right? Adam and Eve disobeyed a direct command. They were told not to eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they disobeyed that direct command. You say, oh, we've been in the church 20 years. We heard that already. Well, this new one ain't never heard this. This is new information to them. And they need to be fed just like you need to be fed, right? That those that know the way, know, those that know understanding. Now, after I go over, you should be reinforcing it. You should be finding those new babes and reinforcing the message. Say, reinforcing what message? What did the Lord's overseer give you?
Hey.
What did he teach you in the lesson? And you should be coming behind him. Come behind him one-on-one time. You know, that personal, one-on-one time. And you should be reinforcing the message.
Yeah.
Did you understand what Elder Scudder was saying today? Did you understand what your pastor was feeding you today? And then you repeat it. You rehearse it in such a way that they understand it. Why? Because you're trying to feed them. You're trying to build them up.
Yeah.
Why? For the intention that once they get it, they're going to feed somebody else. Huh? It's a domino effect, right? I don't want to feed you garbage because you're going to pass around garbage, right? But I want to feed you the word of life. Huh? That's the truth. He said to feed the church of God, which he had to. See, you belong to Jesus. The Lord bought you with his blood. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to the Lord Jesus. And he's trying to tell you when you are in the church, you are in here because he purchased you. Huh? That's right. When he purchased you, that means he owns you. Huh? That's the truth. You say, well, Scudder, I thought he said all souls are his. Yes, they are. And he also tells you, he categorizes those souls. He says, all souls are mine. Right? That's everybody. But then he goes down and funnels it up. He said, the soul that sinned, it shall die. So it's inside of you. You got to say, Lord, I don't want to be that. I want my soul to live. Because the wage of sin is death. He's telling you the soul that sinned, it shall do what? You say, Lord, I don't want to be that soul. I want to be the soul that lives. Lord says, if you let your soul live, the response is you'll praise Jesus. That's why when you get down on your knees and call Jesus, it's not a torment. It's not punishment. You're saying, Lord Jesus, I praise you. Why? Because you gave me a mind to live. When you're calling on that name of Jesus, Jesus is the saving name. His name is life, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
So you call him and you be grateful. You be glad when you're down there calling Jesus. You be so grateful when he be called. Say, Lord, I can say your name out my mouth. So many people got the same opportunity that I got, but they don't take advantage of it. So many people today, you know somebody today that won't find themselves in here just to simply open up their mouth to say Jesus. And Jesus is the life giver. Huh? You say, well, Scott, I don't want to die. Jesus is the life giver. He only telling you to open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and call him by his name. That's the truth. Open up your mouth and call him by his name. Why would you hold back life? Why would you shortchange yourself? If you say, well, Scott, I want my soul to live, the name is your life. Open up your mouth and call him by his name. Don't be ashamed of the name of Jesus. Why? Because your life is in that name, right? If you want to live, open up your mouth and call his name, right? Open up your mouth and call his name with the expectation that he's going to fill it. Just like that mama bird fills that baby's bird with all kind of bugs and insects and worms, that baby don't know what the mother's giving him, but she's dependent upon it. Whenever she feels that mother's presence, she opens up the mouth wide with the expectation that the mother's going to give it what it needs. Huh? Come on, you and I got to do the same thing. When we come into the Lord's presence, we got to open up our mouths wide. The mouth of your mind. Open it up wide and receive what Jesus has. Why? Because he wants to feed you, right? He wants to feed you. That's the truth. He wants to feed you. That's right. He wants to feed you. He wants to feed your soul. Why? So that your soul can live. Huh? I'm trying to tell you that when you're talking about the Lord's church, he gives you pastors after his own heart. Huh? Go over to Romans chapter number. Did y'all finish that? Yeah, we finished that. Go over to Romans. Oh, no. Come back over there in Acts. In Acts chapter number 20. 20. And look at verse number 29.
If I know this, that after my departing, yeah.
That's why the Lord got overseers. Because you have to understand the difference between the Lord's preacher and that other fella's preacher. That other fella is Satan. He has workers too. He has workers that are out there preaching. Huh? Building up edifices. Calling them churches. Huh? But what did the Lord call them? Oh, what did he say? He said they wolves. They grievous wolves. Uh-huh. And they're not sparing the flock. In other words, they're not ashamed to kill you. Huh? Devil done told you he come to do what? Jesus said he come to steal, kill, and destroy. Devil's not ashamed to kill you. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. So the Lord's preacher is going to guide you on that straight and that narrow. But that other fella, Satan's preacher, Satan's wolf, is going to tell you, go on down the broad road. Huh? When you get on that broad road, you won't be by yourself. It'll be a whole lot of people with you. You won't feel lonely on that broad road. But the broad road leads to destruction. Huh? Yeah, do you want to be destroyed? Not if you come to the Lord's church. You saying you want to live, right? But the broad road leads to destruction. And many are going down that road. Huh? But straight is the gate. Narrow is the way that leads to life. And only what? A few are going to find it. Huh? That's Matthew chapter number 7, 13 and 14. So I'm going to jump over there really quick, and then we're going to go over to Romans. I told you I'm going to work on this lesson a little bit for a while.
That's 13, 7 and 13 of Matthew.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Well, why?
Wide is that gate?
And broad.
Broad. So that why it's not a mystery to find so many people going into hell. Huh? Why? Because the way of life, they don't want it. Huh? You have family members that do not want life. You go and tell them. You say, well, look, I done came on over into the truth. And I'm excited about Jesus showing me truth. And they will tell you, I don't want that. Where I'm at, I'm okay. Where I'm at, I done found what I'm looking for. But are they preaching the truth? Are they preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified? Are they telling you to come out from among them? Huh? Are they telling you that you must be born again? Born above what? Water and spirit. If you don't do that, you can't enter into the church. Huh? You just can't go down in the water any old kind of way. Just anybody can't take you down in the water. The Lord has to have his preacher do it. The one that's watching for your soul is the only one authorized to take you down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ, right? Just can't receive the Holy Ghost any old kind of place. You got to be in the Lord's church to receive the Holy Ghost. You got to be amongst those that are sanctified in order for the Holy Ghost to come inside of you. Huh? People that have a respect for the name of Jesus. Huh? People that are not willing to deny that name. Huh? That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're in the right place to get your soul saved. Why? Because we don't deny the name of Jesus. Everywhere you turn, we keep on encouraging you. Lift up the name of Jesus. Don't be ashamed of the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Huh? That's the truth. You say, Elder Scudder, we don't leave you all to your own. When you get in here for prayer, we don't tell you just go on down there and just say what you want to say. Call on his name. Huh? Call on his name. He said, well, Scudder, I got a whole lot of problems in my life. And this is going on, and I want to tell God about it. Well, who is God? Oh, that's Jesus' father. Then I go down in his place. Well, no. Jesus doesn't have no father. Huh? Jesus ain't got no daddy. Huh? He is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and he's the ending. He's the first and he's the last. He has no beginning of days, no ending of life. Huh? He is from everlasting to everlasting. Huh? He is an eternal God. Huh? Jesus is an eternal God. He has no beginning or no ending. You have a start. You have a finish. But Jesus has no start, right? He has no finish. And you need to know that Jesus is the name of the Almighty God. That's right. Jesus is the name of the Almighty God. His name is not Jehovah. His name is not Allah. His name is Jesus. Huh? So that why when you get down on your knees, you got to have it in your mind. I need to talk to Jesus. I need to talk to Jesus. I need to tell Jesus everything that is going on in my life. Huh? Jesus said, well, you ain't got to go down the whole long laundry list saying, Jesus, do this for me. Jesus, do that for me. Jesus, do this for me. Jesus, do that for me. Jesus, this is going on in my life. Jesus, that is going on in my life. All you've got to do is open up your mouth and call his name. Huh? Heaven knows everything that you need when you open up your mouth and call his name. Why? Because Jesus is a mind regulator. Huh? He knows your heart. All you got to do is open up your mouth and call his name, right?
Jesus.
All you got to do is open up your mouth and call his name.
Jesus.
If you let your heart and your mind be right, all you got to do is open up your mouth and just say, Jesus. Huh? Heaven knows everything that you need. Huh? That's why you can't fool Jesus. You can fool me because I don't know your mind. Huh? I don't know what you're thinking right now while I'm talking to you. You could be thinking about what you're going to eat. You could be thinking about what you're going to wear. You could be thinking about what's on the television. I don't know your mind, but Jesus knows your mind. He goes up and down in your brain, and he searches you out. Huh? So that when you call on his name, and if your mind is right, huh? He will answer you. Huh? He will answer you. Yes, he will. He will answer you when your mind is right. And you say, Jesus, he won't let you go untouched. He won't let you go unanswered. When you realize you really need him, he will answer you. He will answer you. That's what Elijah, them folk was jumping up and down on that altar, cutting themselves. And Elijah said, maybe your God is on a journey. Said, maybe your God is asleep. Huh? Maybe you need to wake him up. And they just kept on cutting the food. And Elijah just sat back. Elijah said, now let me know when y'all are finished. Huh? Now Elijah said, dig a trench. Huh? Dig a trench around this whole altar. Huh? And put rocks all around this altar. Huh? He said, now when you fill that, he said, take buckets and fill it up. Fill the trench up with water. Huh? He said, now the God that answers by fire, let him be God. Huh? Elijah did not call on God multiple times. Huh? All he did is say, Jesus. Huh? Come on. That's why the writer say, why are you tarrying so long? Huh? Is your altar right? Is the place of sacrifice right? You ain't got to tarry all of your life not to receive this gift. All you got to do it with a sincere heart. All you got to do is do it with a sincere heart. All you got to do is just seek the Lord first. All you got to do is reprioritize your life. Huh? Put the most important things first. Huh? That's why I was talking to my son last night. I said, what do you value? Huh? He said, is Jesus, what does Jesus mean? Jesus means everything to me. Well, you live like it. Don't you question it. You live like it. You understand who you are around. Everybody else don't value Jesus. Because if they value Jesus, they'd be doing what you're doing. Huh? We don't serve a multi-universe God. He's not multi-dimensional. He's got one way. Huh? We don't serve a multi-directional God. He's got one way. And that's that one way that leads to life. Huh? Ain't but two ways anyway. It's either a straight and narrow or a broad way. That's it. Either you on one or the other. Either you made up your mind to follow Jesus or you're following the devil. Huh? That's right. I'm glad I made up my mind to follow Jesus. I made up my mind to follow Jesus. Lord gave the preacher the word. Lord, preacher, open up and say, if you want to be born again, I did not harden my heart. I didn't rebel against it. I said, yes, I want to live. And I got up. Huh? I got up because I recognized this was Jesus' preacher. Huh? And this was the one I needed to do what? Watch for my soul. I couldn't watch for my own soul. I needed somebody to feed me on the word of life. Huh? And the writer said to do what? When I came down, I obeyed. And I learned to do what? Submit. Huh? What are you talking about, Ellis Scott? Even when I married my wife, I asked him, was it okay for me to marry her? Say, Ellis Scott, what you talking about? I called my pastor. And I asked my pastor, is it all right for me to ask Tawana to be my wife? Huh? Why? Because he was watching for what? Huh? And if he said no, I was willing to say, I can't marry you. Huh? What do you mean you can't marry me? I thought we love one another. I do love you. But I also love my soul more. And the person that's watching for my soul knows what's best for me. And if he tells me no right now, I'm willing to submit. Yes. Oh, come on, I know y'all don't like this, but it's the truth. Yes. Right, and I told you to obey and do what? Submit. Submit yourself. Yes. Why? Because they watch for your soul, right? Yes, I sure did. I called him. I'm telling you the truth. I called him and I asked him, could I marry you? Could I marry to one? He said, yeah. You go. If you want to be married, son, go on and get married to her. She's good. And I went on. After I did that, then I came and said, well, you know, I don't need that. Yeah, she know it because it's the truth. I said, oh, and I went to her and said, you know, we can be married. You know, you know, we got the green light. Huh? Yeah, we got the green light. We got the green light. we're able to go on forward. Huh? Now, don't get mad at me if you come and ask me, can you get married? And my answer don't go along with what you think. Because remember, I'm not watching for your heart. I'm watching for your soul. Huh? The heart is deceitful. Come, I didn't say it. It's in your book. The heart is deceitful, right? And it's desperately wicked, right? That heart will get you hooked up with a Jezebel. Huh? And the last one you need to be laying in the bed with is a Jezebel. She was a preacher killer. Huh? She killed the Lord's preachers. She was known in the city for killing the Lord's preachers. So much so that one of the preachers got scared. Said, I'm the only one. The Lord said, you ain't the only one. He said, I got thousands that have not bowed down to Baal. Huh? That are willing to declare my word. Now, pick yourself up and go on and declare what the Lord's word said. And don't be afraid of a Jezebel. Huh? Pay no attention to a Jezebel's face. Why? Because her judgment is coming. Do y'all understand that? Lord already got a date to judge the wicked. Huh? Come on, you ain't got to be afraid of the wicked. The Lord already has a date to judge the wicked. You just got to make sure you're not in that category, right? Because when the Lord brings down the fire, it's going to fall. And it's going to burn them up. And you want to make sure you're not with them, right? But you want to escape. Huh? That's why you in the church, so you can do what? Escape. I want to get out of here. I want to get out of here when the Lord brings down the judgment. I don't want to be down here on the earth. I want the Lord to bring me up out of here. I don't even want to know what any of that revelation is talking about. Why? Because I'm in the church. Huh? And he promised to take me out of here, right? You say, Elder Scott, you don't talk about the woes and the vows that were poured out. Why? Because I'm not going to be here. If you planning on being here, I guess we'll have a Bible lesson. But for the church is getting out. Huh? Church is going to be up in the heaven with God himself. Church is going to be married to Jesus. Huh? I won't know what it's like to be here on the earth. Where all the wars and the fighting and people trying to kill one another. Huh? And scorpions and all that other kind of. I ain't going to know about that. Why? Because I'm going to be up there with Jesus. I'm going to be up there with Jesus, enjoying Jesus. Huh? Enjoying the praise and the worship. Huh? Laying down my crown at his feet. Huh? That's true. I ain't going to be down here on earth. But if you in your sin, you're going to be right down here on earth. Huh? Right here with the wicked. Huh? And where they going? Ultimately, the wicked are going to be turned into hell. Huh? Every nation that forgets Jesus is going to be turned right into hell. Who's going to be there? The beast. The false prophet. Huh? Everyone has got the mark of the beast, right? But I'm not going to be here with them, right? That's the truth. I'm not going to be here with them. I'm going to be with Jesus. I'm with him now, and I want to be with him when I die. Huh? That's the truth. Yeah, that's why I'm fighting this flesh. I'm trying to tell you, when you come into the church, you got to fight the flesh. Huh? That's your number one target. Fight that flesh. Bring that flesh up under subjection. Huh? Endure your fasting. Huh? That's how you fight the flesh. Huh? That's because I'd be so hungry. Endure your fasting. Turn off the television. Put the phone down. Endure your fasting so you can fight that flesh. That no good thing, right? It won't rise up so much. Huh? It won't get the best of you. If you fight them effectively, you won't lose so quickly. Huh? Put up some resistance to the flesh. When the flesh gives you ideas, you want to stop it. Say, that's not like Jesus. Jesus wouldn't have me to do that. Jesus wouldn't say for me to say yes to this. That's how I know you're not fasting. You're not praying like you should. Why? Because you're not putting up any resistance to the flesh. Those that are in the flesh can't please Jesus. Huh? Come on, do you know that? Those that are in the flesh, you can't please Jesus. But you're destroying yourself. You're destroying who? Yourself. Huh? I think you said that, brother, this morning. It's the truth. You are your worst enemy. You're destroying yourself. Why? Because of the things you're giving into. Nobody's making you do this stuff. You're paying attention to it. You've got the freedom of choice just like the next one. I choose to serve Jesus. I woke up this morning with a mind to serve Jesus. I choose to be here, right? Everybody don't have that mind, right? Everybody ain't got no mind to say, I choose to be saved. I choose to care for my soul. Huh? I choose to follow the word of life. Huh? I choose to let this word become a part of me. Receive with meekness this engrafted word. Why? Because it's got the power to do what? Save you. Save you from what? From me. Save me from me, right? Save me from that no good thing that is inside of me. That's trying to get me to be rebellious to the feeding. Huh? You ain't gonna, you ain't helping yourself. You say when it's time for you to be fed, you close your mouth. You're not helping yourself. You gotta open up your mouth wide and receive the word. So the Lord's word can do what? Feed you with what? Knowledge and understanding. Huh? That's, I gave you another scripture. Into the gate, straight gate, wide gate, broad is the way that leads to life. For straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth them to life. And few there be that do what? Find it. What's that next verse say?
The next verse 14 says, because straight is the
next verse.
Oh, 13, beware of
false beware prophets. Of what? See, every prophet is not from Jesus. Every prophet is not the Lord's spokesman. Right. And you need to recognize Jesus' preacher from everybody else. Huh? Yeah. Some of them are what? False. Mm-hmm. Does everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Just because they open up a Bible, just because they shout, don't make them right. Huh? Some of them are what? False. And when it said they false, they liars. Y'all know what the word false means? It means a lie. They'll feed you a lie. And if they feed you a lie, who is their daddy? The devil. Huh? He was a liar from the very beginning. He abode not in the truth. Huh? So you got to be careful about that false prophet. Huh? Why? Wow, read a little bit more.
False prophets which come to you and sheep.
Oh, hold up, hold up. I'm trying to tell you what this spirit of deception looks like. The false prophet tries to look like a sheep.
Yeah.
Huh? Everything saying bad, bad ain't a sheep. Huh? What does that mean? Everybody saying Jesus, Jesus ain't the Lord's preacher. Everybody calling on the Lord's name ain't his preacher. Some the Lord told you. Some of them are going to say, Lord, didn't I do this in your name? I did this in your name. And the Lord said, depart from me. I never knew you. He's letting you know he's a false preacher, right? That's the truth. Y'all understand this? Read a little bit more. They coming in sheep. But inwardly. See, that's why you got to have the Holy Ghost. You better be thankful you in a place that make you wait for the Holy Ghost. Huh? I ain't moved because you do a bunch of jumping and skipping and rolling all on the floor. You better have the Holy Ghost. All you're rolling, I'm listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody know we retired with you. We listening.
That's right.
We get to the point we call him Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hey, then we shut up and we listen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yo. And I'll call him by his name. Call him by his name. Huh? Lord is not going to deny his name. Huh? He went, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Jesus told the storm, peace. Huh? Was that what the Lord told that storm? He said, peace be still, right? He's running all kicking. Peace. Peace. Call on the Prince of Peace. Huh? You say, why won't they call Jesus? Because sin don't want to let him go. Sin got a grip on you. Sin has a hold on you. But the only one that can make sin release his hold is Jesus. That's why we tell you to keep on calling on his name. Neither is there salvation in what? Any other. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we what?
Must be saved. Thank you, Jesus.
You want that stronghold to release its grip. Huh? You need the name of Jesus. You need to keep invoking the name of Jesus until the Lord looses you. Huh? He looses you.
He makes your soul free to praise him. Then all of a sudden, the soul begins to praise Jesus. The tongue is loose. Huh? You begin to speak in another language. Huh? A divine language. Not a language that anybody can teach you. Why? Because you're not talking to me. I can't teach you how to talk in tongues because you're not talking to me. Your soul needs to talk to Jesus. He's the one that gives you the language, right? Your soul must talk as he talks with you. In other words, the conversation's got to go on between you and Jesus. Huh? That's the truth. You talk and he talk. You talk, he talk. Huh? And it's just a conversation between you and Jesus. Huh? That's what the Lord is saying. He said, open up that door. He said, I will come in to him. And I will sup with him. And he with me, right? He wants to have a conversation with you. Huh? But he's not going to deny his name. Huh? Oh, while you're doing that, you'll be glorifying the name of Jesus. You'll be thanking the name of Jesus. Why? Because it's the name that brought you through. Huh? It's the name that allowed you to be free. Isn't that a beautiful thing? That's how you know in the Holy Ghost when you see it, because the Holy Ghost will praise the name. Holy Ghost won't deny the name. The Holy Ghost will praise the name. You won't have to look for me to praise him. You'll praise him for yourself. Why? Because it's your soul that's been delivered. Your soul brought out of darkness into the marvelous light. Your soul has been free. Huh? So won't nobody have to coach you to praise him? It'll come out automatically. Why? Because you know you are alive. Huh? Dead don't praise him, but those that are alive, they praise Jesus. Open up their mouth wide and they praise him. Huh? But that ravenous wolf, that wolf in sheep clothes, because he does not have the Holy Ghost. Huh? Where does the Holy Ghost want to be at? Now, if he was the Lord's preacher, he would have the Holy Ghost. But the Lord is telling you what's inside of him. Huh? Come on, I let you know everything that's got, every spirit ain't the right spirit. Huh? Some folk are full of the devil. Huh? Just like you seeking to be full of the Holy Ghost, they full of the devil. As Judas, the Lord called him out. Judas said, Satan has filled your heart. Huh? Ananias and Sapphira. What did they say? He said, the devil has filled your heart. Huh? Ain't that the truth? So you don't want to be filled with just anything. You want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, some other spirit will try to fill you. Huh? What other kind of spirit? Is, what do I have to say? They are ravenous. Huh? Is that what the book says? They said, which come to you in sheep's clothes, but inwardly. Inwardly. Just like you want to have the Holy Ghost on the inside, they got another spirit inside of them. What kind of spirit? A ravenous wolf. Isn't that the truth? That's true. Now, you jump on over to verse number
21. 21 is not everyone that saith unto me.
I done quoted that already, but you can see it for yourself now.
Shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that
day,
Lord, Lord,
uh-huh,
have we not prophesied in
your name?
In thy name have cast out death, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I
know you not. You are what? You are a worker of. So not, they never got rid of the sin. Mm-hmm. See, some people try to jump the line. They jump over water baptism, jump over receiving the Holy Ghost, and they automatically say, I want to work for Jesus. You can't skip this line. You got to follow the process. Lord told you to do what? Repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and receive the Holy Ghost. You can't skip. You're not smart enough to skip. You say, oh, God, I skipped two grades when I was in school. Well, you're not going to skip this. You got to follow the Lord's plan. Huh? But you don't understand, I got a brain like Einstein. That means nothing to Jesus. Huh? You in the Lord's eyesight are a fool. Huh? Huh? I aced the CT or whatever, the SATs. I aced the SATs. Well, you're not going to ace this. Only way you got to do this is you got to obey Jesus. You got to obey what he tells you to do. Huh? That's right. You got to follow his sequence. Huh? You can't skip the line. You got to follow the plan as it is laid out in order for you to enter into the kingdom of God, right? In order for you to enter into his church, you must be what? Born again. Huh? Born above what? Water and spirit, right? That's the truth, saints. You don't, if you don't have both of them, you cannot get in. Jesus said that himself. You don't do this way, you cannot. You cannot, meaning the door is locked. You cannot get in unless you've been born of both what? Water and the spirit. Jump over to Romans. Romans chapter number 10. I'm going to let y'all go. I'll pick this back up next week. The Lord's church. Not my church, it's the Lord's church. This church belongs to Jesus. Romans chapter number 10. 10 and start at verse number 12. This is not a black and a white thing. This has nothing to do with your ethnicity. Huh? We say, y'all all blacks in here, but that ain't the only people we witnessing to. Anybody that wants to be saved can come in here. Huh? I've invited our neighbors, the people that are behind us. They're not black, but I sure invited them to come on over here in the service with us. You in the perfect location, because all you got to do is jump the fence. And if you really want to be saved, I'll cut a hole through the fence for you. So you don't have to jump. You can just walk right through. But I'm trying to tell you, people will be that close and still won't be saved. Isn't that sad? You'll be that close and still won't have no mind to be saved. Read a little bit more.
There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek.
No.
For the same Lord over all
is rich unto all. In other words, anybody that want to be saved can be saved. He's rich unto all that do what? That lets you know the way you get saved is you got to call on Jesus. How you going to get the help you need if you don't learn how to call on the Lord? I feel sorry for you. You think you're going to some church and they don't even call on the name of Jesus. You think you're in the Lord's church and you don't know how to call on Jesus? It's like it's something foreign to you. What y'all going to be doing? We're going to get on our knees and call Jesus. What y'all doing all that for? Where have you been at all your life? Well, I grew up in the church. What kind of church did you grow up in? And they didn't call on the name of Jesus? How can you be saved? I thank the Lord I'm where I'm at. Thank the Lord I'm where I'm at. Why? Because I have been in trouble. And the Lord's name has brought me out of it. Now imagine if you were in trouble and didn't know the Lord's name. Trying to make it through this life without knowing the name of Jesus. Knowing that you need to call on his name. You'll be out there putting on a show. One minute you're cussing somebody out, the next minute you're shouting in the middle of the street. You're crazy. Something's wrong with your brain. You realize his eyes is everywhere. You and Jesus ain't nobody to play games with. His eyes is everywhere. Lord said, fountain don't bring forth both sweet and bitter at the same time. It's either one or the other. That's the truth. That's why you thank the Lord for being in the truth. Help you to understand those basic principles so that you don't go around thinking you're something that you're not. I'm ready to go back with Jesus. No, you're really not. Because if you look over your life, you're bringing forth two. And you need to make up your mind and bring forth only what? One. Bringing forth two. What do you mean bringing forth two? You're bringing forth both sweet and bitter. And James said these things ought not to be. Huh? These things ought not to be. Revelation says when it brings forth two, hot and cold, is what? It's lukewarm. And what did Jesus say? I'll spew you. You don't want the Lord to reject you, do you? That'd be a sad day thing. You come before the Lord in eternity and he tell you to do what? He ain't afraid to say it. He is not afraid to tell you to depart from him. Y'all realize he rejects more than he accepts. Yes, he y'all realize that? The odds. You look at all the folk that died yesterday. He rejected more than he accepted. Yeah. There are many days when don't nobody go back with Jesus. Yeah. Now, Scott, how you going to say that? I'm trying to tell you. There are many days when don't nobody go back with Jesus. And it don't make him nervous. He done already told you hell is enlarging herself. She's opened up her mouth without measure. Don't you be fooled thinking because you see people going in a white hearse, white suit, that they going back with Jesus because they throw up some white doves. Where's your soul at? What kind of life did they live before they got in that box? Hey, it's nothing. I'm trying to tell you the truth. I done seen them on all of social media. Social media tell the truth. Because if people tell you about themselves, they be so 1 minute quoting scriptures, the next minute showing you a desk full of liquor. And I'm saying to myself, now how are you going to show me a scripture talking about the goodness of Jesus, and then all of a sudden you on vacation with a cabinet full of liquor? Talking about you need to relax. The devil got a hold of your mind. You don't even realize you're on your way to hell. Using Satan-inspired devices. You think liquor came from Jesus?
Nope.
Cigarettes and all that. You think that stuff was created by Jesus? Nope. These are Satan's tools. All they do is cause you to go to hell. It's the truth, saints. I'm sorry. It's the truth. You can't be fooled by everything that you see. Everybody quoting the scripture, everybody talking about, singing something about Jesus. People say, oh, such and such got a beautiful voice. Have you heard this song, such and such? I'm looking at the person's life. I'm not going to be fooled by what I see. Look at the whole entire life. It don't add up. I think brother sent me one day, if you pay attention to one of them videos, doing a video part, the girl, she pulled up her finger like this at him. She said, y'all running late. You running late, she said. Now, I know what that means. I ain't no dummy. Go on and put the whole finger up. You don't want to put the whole finger up because you don't want nobody to see who you really are. You got death inside of you. See, the Holy Ghost pulls all of that out of you. I'm trying to tell you, Holy Ghost pulls all of that. It don't even let you be comfortable looking like that. It don't let me be comfortable thinking like that. You know when you do something wrong, Holy Ghost don't let you be comfortable. He sure ain't going to let no hallelujah come out of your mouth. Now when you know you need to say, Jesus, please take this thing away from me. Why? Because if you come right now, I'm going to hell. I deserve it. I know I'm on my way there. Because what I'm doing ain't like you. And you done told me no unclean thing is coming in there with you. Huh? He said, be not deceived, right? Huh? Huh? There's something to think about, isn't it? So we got a whole lot of Jesus getting me straight. Huh? Get me straight. Help me to get rid of all of the baggage and the things that are not like you. Huh? Why? Because I want to go back with you when you come, Lord Jesus, right? Did y'all finish reading that? I'm done. I think I'm done. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, right? Read a little bit more. How should they call upon him? Whom they had that not what? Have not believed. So that lets you know, in order to call on the name of Jesus effectively, you've got to believe in Jesus. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe on him in whom they have not what? Heard. How shall they hear without the Lord's what? Preacher. How shall he preach except the Lord do what? How beautiful.
Are the feet of them which preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
But they have not all obeyed the gospel.
And that's the problem right there. Everybody that hear this word is not going to do what? Obey. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to make a choice. You have to make a choice. That you want to be obedient to what the Lord's word say. Everybody that hear it is not going to do what?
Obey.
Well, that's truth, isn't it? Yeah. Think about all the folk that done came in here over the past year. Mm-hmm. Heard the same words you hear. And what do they do with it? Mm-hmm. They'll tell them, someone coming to me, you really preached a good message. They think that's going to move me. You're really telling the truth because that's people need to hear this. People need to hear this. I'm saying to myself, you're a crazy person. You don't want to need to hear it.
Right.
You don't even realize you're not doing it. What are you going to do with it? I really think everything you were saying was true. So when are you coming? There goes the pool. The eunuch, when he was ready, he said, "Where's the water?" Right? What's stopping me from getting my soul, my sins washed away? So I'm not moved by that. I'm looking for actions. What are you actually doing? Jesus told you to be a what? A doer. Be a doer. I'm looking for actions. People can tell you all day long, they love you, they support you, I'm with you, but I'm looking for your what? Your actions. Your actions. Talk is cheap. Talk has always been cheap. Talk don't cost nothing. Man, if people made money by running their mouths, everybody would be a billionaire.
Right.
Won't be enough trees to line your pockets. If you made money every time you opened up your mouth, won't be enough trees to line your pockets. Money go low, you just get to talking. You ain't got no money buy no milk, let me get to talking, right? But that ain't reality. Some people make money by talking, but they can't make none if don't nobody listen. Sometimes we line people's pockets, and we don't even realize we line them. Donald Trump, you lined his pocket. The more you talked about him, the richer you made him. That's the stupid fools for you. They kept saying, Donald Trump, he's a Harvard. Every time you talk about him, you lined his pockets more. You gave his name more notoriety. You made his name more valuable. You increased his value. You don't like a fella, stop talking about him. Right?
That's right.
That's true. You don't like him, stop talking about him. Don't give him value. Say, why is the devil so valuable? Because we do what? We keep on talking about him. We don't talk about Jesus enough. You notice why the earth is in the condition that it's in? Because you notice we started talking about the devil so much, we just left Jesus on the sidelines. We call Jesus everything but who he is. Mother Nature, man upstairs, Father Time, Jehovah this, Jehovah that. People think they just, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom. Worship him, oh, the mighty God, oh. What's his name? Yeah, that's about the size of it. That's about the size of it. We down there calling Jesus. That's how you know these things are taught. We down there calling Jesus. Little fella there that wants to say, Emmanuel, amen. No, his name is Jesus. His name is not Emmanuel. His name is Jesus. Don't be ashamed of the name. His name is Jesus. That's the name that will do what? Save you. People don't think they're doing something unless they call all these other things. But these other things ain't got no power. These other things ain't got no authority. That's why the writer said, how shall they call on him whom they have not done what? Heard. How shall they hear without the Lord's preacher, saints. The Lord's preacher. So when you're in his church, he brings you up under a preacher that he put there. All right? You don't hire me. I don't apply for a job. As I can show you churches that tell preachers, send in your application. That ain't the Lord's church. That ain't the Lord's church. The Lord sits them up and he puts them down. Y'all realize that? That's what the book says. The Holy Ghost has made you a what? An overseer. Lord puts his preacher up. You don't hire me. Shame on me if you hired me. You hire me, then this is my job. And if it's my job, I got certain rights. You got to give me a retirement. Dick Jay said, no, I don't. Because he ain't hiring me. He didn't hire me. That's the truth. That's why I can stand flat footed. If you don't like it, the door that you walked in is a door you can walk out. I can't say that if you hired me. You can walk up to me at the service and say, now, Elder Scudder, I like you, but you can't preach like that no more. I like everything that you're saying, but what you went over today, you can't talk about that subject no more. If you do, we're going to have to call you into the office. Yeah, it's true. That's if you hired me. I'm trying to tell you what's going on in these buildings. I'm trying to tell you what going on in these buildings. They're there because they're hired. They can buy those cars and with the license plate because that's their job. You didn't hire me. That's why I don't have to have a license plate say passed on it, because you didn't have to hire me. I know who I am. I don't have to walk around with no robe on because I know who I am. I can preach with it or without it. I don't need this to preach to where we can go right outside in the grass. And you're going to hear the same thing that came from this morning. Huh? That's the difference. Huh? That's the difference. When you don't hire someone, you realize they serve you. Minister means to do what? Serve. Say, Elder Scott, are you tired of picking us up? When I'm tired of picking you up, that means I'm no longer your what? Yeah, I serve you. It does nothing for me to put a stool down. Because I'm doing what? I'm serving you. Right? Something to think about. See, everything we think is what it is really not it. Being a pastor is a servant. Jesus himself said, if I, your Lord and Master, can wash your feet, huh? He didn't tell them to wash it first. He showed them. He girded the cross and got down on his knees. And they said, oh, Lord, what are you doing? I'm showing you. What I'm doing right now, you know not. But you'll know later on. And he went on and taught the lesson. Peter himself made it say, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. Jesus looked at him and said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part of me. Huh? So, well, you got to be careful. Letting your brain run so rampant. You don't know everything. Not in the Lord's church. Sometimes Jesus is teaching us lessons. If we pay attention, we can learn them. But when we have ourselves in the way, the lesson goes right over our head. Huh? Simple thing like Elder Scudder said, come on, let's go outside and pull up some weeds. Elder Scudder, that's your garden. This is what you want to do. You're missing the Lord's lesson. Lord may be teaching you the value of what it's going to take to get rid of some stuff out of your life. By simply pulling up a weed. You learn a valuable lesson. Getting your hands down in that dirt to see just how stubborn that weed is. Now, if that's true about a weed in the dirt, what about weeds you pick up in your own mind? Right? Huh? You get out there and plant some flowers or whatever. You do a simple lesson. You plant a seed in the ground. Does the seed bring forth the fruit right away?
No.
Keep going. Good Lord, this thing takes time. Duh! Valuable lesson. When the Lord gives you a seed of the word, what does it take? Stop trying to measure yourself by somebody that's been in this way for 20 years and you've been in here for 20 days. I think I should know what you know. Really? Really? I've been in here for 20 years and you should know what I know? Okay. Let's go out there and go dig and plant some gardens, some cabbage or something. Why we just don't buy it already? Nah, because you're going to miss the lesson. Huh? I know you got money and go buy, but it's a valuable lesson in it. Right? Anything worth having is worth doing what? Waiting. One of the hardest things you're going to learn to do as a person is learning how to do what? Wait. Patience. Huh? It's a valuable lesson. How many people have been so close to finishing school, but because they did not have what? Because they got frustrated over one class. You realize you got many classes to take. I failed that one class. I ain't going back to school no more. Why would you let them defeat you over what? If I ain't got no A, just get a C and be done with it. Just pass the class. Be done with it. You realize on graduation day, they don't write your GPA on your certificate. They don't line you up based upon what your GPA was. Last name. The person up there with the last name, Adam, could have had a 2.2. Person with Zebra could have had a 4.0. They're not calling Zebra first.
Right.
Zebra got to wait at the back of the line.
That's right.
Get the same applause that everybody else got. Right? Huh? Something to think about, isn't it? Something to think about. You go back to them student loans don't say, oh, because you got a 4.0, we're going to forgive the debt. Nope. You borrowed it, you got to pay it. Right? Right? So you learn these lessons. Learn these lessons. Learn these lessons. Say, I'm done. I gave y'all enough. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the Lord's word.